These photographs speak volumes about how generations of African Americans have farmed their land to make a living. But across wide areas of the southern United States, black farmers like these are disappearing from the landscape. Award-winning photojournalist John Pecora spent 4 years capturing thousands of images of farmers who worked, struggled, and sacrificed to keep their family farms.
Well, this story of black farmers to me was a very personal story. And meeting the farmers, what I was trying to capture was the essence of who they are, what their lives are like. And I saw this very much in those kind of humanistic terms.
Pecora chronicles the life of 91-year-old Rosa Murphy and her husband, Eddie. A few years ago, he suffered a stroke that left him blind. Rosa cares for him and spends the entire day working in the fields. They bought their farm in 1938, and now, years later, Rosa's determination is the only thing that keeps the farm going. She doesn't make any money and worries now that her 12 children have moved away, she will die owing money and the farm she spent her life working will be sold for taxes.
The daughter of sharecroppers, Rosa Murphy, grew up on a working plantation with her parents.
Rosa Murphy's story and those of other black farmers creates curiosity among these children who want to learn about their history. The photos are on display at the Reginald Lewis Museum of African American History in Baltimore, Maryland. The exhibition, called Distant Echoes, gives people, especially youngsters, a glimpse into the plight of black farmers.
And they disappear right before your eyes. They're really disappearing right now before your eyes. So these people are still holding on to what they got. But once they go, their children may not want to do the hard work, so they may lose the existence of the farm.
By the turn of the 20th century, there were nearly 1 million black farmers in the United States. Today, there are fewer than 16,000. For generations, farming provided a strong sense of freedom, justice, and equality for blacks after slavery ended in 1865. The ability to work for themselves and own land was the most important aspiration for the newly freed slave. But racial discrimination against black farmers lingered, and many say it prevented them from securing loans necessary to pay for things such as fertilizers, seeds, and farming equipment. In 1999, the U.S. Department of Agriculture settled a 20-year-old racial discrimination lawsuit, agreeing to pay black farmers more than $2 billion in damages. The payments have been slow in coming, and many think they will never see the money they deserve. Photographer John Pecora says the farmers' struggles could mean black agriculture in the United States will vanish over the next few decades.
Those farms that are actually doing well, the family children are more likely to take over the farm and continue that farm, whereas those farms that are struggling and really kind of just hanging in there, the children are less likely to continue farming and look for other work off the farm.
As the longtime traditions of black farming fades from the landscape, Pecora says his pictures will be a visual resource for younger generations to learn more about the rich history of African American farmers. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Baltimore, Maryland.